Well, Shin Men Bays, let us again start the beginning of Sif Aleph. Kol ha-devorim sheim asurim midivrei serpim le-gozu aleim bein ha-shmoshes. They weren't gozer bein ha-shmoshes. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Beit, bein ha-shmoshes, uzmalo mavoye la'el besimen reish samach aleph ayin shav. The Zman of Bein HaShemoshes, we have to look in Reish Samach Aleph. Now, the Zman of Bein HaShemoshes is very unclear. That means as follows. According to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, Bein HaShemoshes is after the second Shkia, which is 13 and a half minutes before Teisak Echovim. And according to the Shitas HaGoinim, Bein HaShemoshes is after the first Shkia. So now we really don't know when Bein HaShemoshes is. So there's a Moiradik Epsat from Ramoshe, Nigras Moshe, Chelik Dalet, Ramosha says as follows. Ramosha says, he says two things. Number one, he says, Tzeita kechovim me'iker hadin in New York and in most parts of America, if one looks at the sky and one sees the amount of stars that are in the sky 50 minutes after the Shkia, he says, this amount of stars was in Europe 72 minutes after the Shkia. So therefore, he says, we can't assume that 50 minutes after the Shkia, Me'ikar Adin is Teisa Kechot. He says, one advantage should be machma, but let us just go. Meikar Hadin, he holds that we can assume that Seis Akechovim is Meikar Hadin 50 minutes after the Shkia. Now, we have here Chilukni Deis when Bein HaShemoshes is, if it's after the first Shkia, after the second Shkia. So he says as follows. He says, if we will assume that 50 minutes after the Shkia is Teis HaKechovim, then we can assume that Be'erah 40 minutes after the Shkia is the second Shkia of the Rabbeinu Tam. There are two Shkias, and we can assume that 40 minutes after the first Shkia is the second Shkia, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, according to the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, till 40 minutes after the Shkia, it is Vadayoy. From 40 minutes to 50 minutes is Bein HaShemoshes. That is the Zman Bein HaShemoshes, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Shitas HaGoinim, the Bein HaShemoshes will start after the first Shkia. So now, he says as follows. From the first Shkia to 40 minutes after that, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is Vadayoy. That's the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Goyinim, could be it's Laila already. It's Laila. So he says, we have a machloikis apoiskim, this zman, this 40 minutes zman, from the first year to the second year, is this yom or laila? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, this is yom. According to the Goyinim, we can have laila. So he says, if we have a machloikis apoiskim, is this young Olaiho? He says, this is not worse. And he says, it's better than Benash Moshe's. Benash Moshe says, we don't know, is this young or is this Laila? Here we have a Mahlikis Apoiski. Is this man, is this young, is this Laila? And he says, a Mahlikis Apoiski is not worse than a Mahlikis Asafiki Matsis. So this man, from the Shia till 40 minutes after the Shia, is having the halachas of Benash Moshe. That's how we pass the halachas. So these halachas, which we are learning, that there are kulis in Benash Moshe, a shmusta nabonon is muta, a milhem a nirilakum is muta, these halachas are applicable from the Shia till 40 minutes after the Shia. 40 minutes after the Shia already, he says like this, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. According to Yadav Kreishkim, it's Madai Laila. So then, we can't be Mako then. But till this time, we have these coolers of Benash Moshe, which we can be Mako. So that is our component. So we are, these halachas are applicable in our component in America. The first 40 minutes after the Shkia. Ayin Shok. Va'ayin b'mogin avon. Sheni stafik b'vein ha-shmoshes shel Moitzoi Shabbat. The vein ha-shmoshes of Moitzoi Shabbat. He was talking about the vein ha-shmoshes of Leil Shabbat. So that's that we have this halacha. So that means Erev Shabbos, I have a Cheskas Yoyim. That means it was Yoyim till now. Now, after the Shia, I don't know, did it become Laila? Did it become Laila? So there are Kulis, so the Tzavik Yoyim, the Tzavik Laila, with a Cheskas Yoyim. So there we can be Michael, Vishani Afuki Yoyma Miyula Yoyma. But Moitzoi Shabbos, so there is one Yoyma, one Shabbos, and now I have a subject, did it become Oy Shabbos? And this man has a Chaka Shabbos, so clearly this is more common. This is a subject in the Magen Avraham, the Mitzvah Leifoke Kedusha. So, the Magen Avraham is Mitzvah. Abachaye Yodam Kotav Lahachmer, Va'ayim Bira Lohe She'evenu Da Beis Meya Echia De Medina Ein Chiluk. Me'ikar Adiz, there's no Chiluk between this Bein HaShmoshes and this Bein HaShmoshes. Agar Uche, I'd like to say over, there's a magia in the Tosfos Chadoshim, Mesechta Shabbos, in the second Perek Beis, Mishneh Zayin, which the magia in the Tosfos Chadoshim says, and the way Rabbi Tevelia puts it, Dovo Nechmod Moed. He said something beautiful. What in the Mishneh it says, Sofik chasheiro, sofik eina chasheiro. Then it says, dinin eina hachina samadhi, maschina samadhi. So this Mishnah is speaking about this man of Benash Moshe. So the Mishnah says, sofik chasheiro, sofik eina chasheiro. So why does the Mishnah have to say these two lishoines, sofik chasheiro, sofik eina chasheiro? So the Magin, the Tosfos Chadoshim says, the Mishnah is speaking about two Benash Moshes. Sofik HaShayro means Erev Shabbos, it's a Sofik, did it become Shabbos already? Sofik Eino HaShayro, Sofik Eino HaShayro, so that's the Chumrah. Sofik HaShayro, maybe it became later already. That's the Mishnah speaking about the Tzad Chumrah. Sofik, maybe it became light. So that's why we have this Chumrah. So it ain't not Jacob, the son, because maybe it's still Joseph. And then the Mishnah is telling us they had the same dealing. This is what the Magia in the Taisus Chadoshim wants to say. Remember, Kimeda says it's a double Nechmod. That's the Pachem. So this is like this Mahala, that in Yisod, there's no difference between the Bein Ashmoshes of Erev Shabbos and the Bein Ashmoshes of Meitoy Shabbos. Nagavulcha, the Moshe says with her husband, Meitoy Shabbos, he says, we could also be Meikle 40 minutes after the Shkia. 40 minutes until we assume it's, that means here it's the other way around, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. It's we're still now it's Vadayoy, and now it's Sofikyoy, and according to the Greater Committee, it's Laila. But Bekitza, he is Meikle 40 minutes after the Shkia. Meitzoy Shabbat says it didn't obey Nashmoshes.
What?
I like it. Yeah. It's Okay, so there's a whole bit of halacha that brings Raya's not like the Muslim that one. Okay, so he said, but this line being halacha, Shemayna Beves, Mea Sidi Medina, A. Philip, Vahu Meitzoy Shabbos, Beina Shmoshes, Mother Shavuos Letzayrach Mitzvah, which we will have soon. V'chein b'v'ri yoyitav kosav kein b'shein reisbog sam yad da'irevim, the reisbog says also there's no difference. The shav v'vein ha-shmoshus ha-mitzoy shakit in v'vein ha-shmoshus da'irev Shabbos, it has the same thing. Okay. So we have here, and I give up that Moshe brings down those Ashulchan also is Meikle. He holds that there's no difference between two of these Beinash Moshes. Yes. Umikomokin, Lamaise, Kosav, the Yesh Lahachmer, Bumaytsoy Shabbos, one should be Machmer, the Beis Meir. Also, one should be Machmer, Bumaytsoy Shabbos, shouldn't be no other Rikim. This man being a smoshes, mose, masculine man, shenenu ba the yen, ba ayin, bir aloe. God in bir aloe, he mentions one likude, which is a very, this is not the chumra of the Morgan and Rom, but it's a very interesting chumra. The Gemara Mestek, the Shabbos, brings a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, when Bein HaShemoshes is. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bein HaShemoshes is a 13 and a half minute period before Laila. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Keheret, it's mamish a split second, that the Bein HaShemoshes, that the Nichnas Vizayayitze, the split second. And the Gemara says that the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi starts after the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. So that means the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi is mamish a split second before night. Now, the Gemara says, who do we fasten like? So the Gemara says, I don't know. So we machma. So when it comes, so the Mishnah Berurah time is a shrek lecha chumre. He says, when it comes, Erev Shabbos, so as soon as it's the Shkia ready, maybe we fasten like Rabbi Yehuda, that right after the Shkia, there's a 13 and a half minute period, whenever the Shkia is, that it's Bein HaShemoshes. We have to be Machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. We can't say like Rabbi Yehuda's Karabayim that till 2 seconds before Laila, it's Vadayoy. We're Machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says that is Erev Shabbos. You have to be Machmer. But when it comes Meitzoy Shabbos, who says we can be made like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe the law is like Rabbi Yehuda. He says you're taking two coolers. And first thing, maybe the law is like Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe it's Yehuda. Two coolers. He says, what right do we have to do this? The law is very persistent. The Bilalochit brought down an Hilchus Svira Sa'ima that Beinash Moshis one can fail Svira. One can fail. So the Bilalochit says, who says we back like a Yehuda that we have a Beinash Moshis after the Shkia? Maybe we back like a Yehuda. He's very, whenever it comes to Chumra, he says, who knows? We can be mad at life of you the Erev Shabbos, he says, but by other halachas, so this is al kaponim, the Moshe Pashtun halacha, one could be makers 40 minutes after the Shkia Moitzoy Shabbos also. Now let us go. So we have Kulis and Vein HaShemosh. Now let us see something very interesting. So the Mahamal says, like God who are laying the Rabbonon, not all the Rabbonon that we learned yesterday, but the Shmus the Rabbonon, many the Rabbonon, they were Mekel. They were Mekel of the Rabbonon. Vuhu sheyei shom devar mitzvah oy doiches. And we are Mekel to by a shmus the rabbonon, to do a shmus the rabbonon by two cases. Either it's a dvar mitzvah, so it's a darabon, it's bein hashmus, it's a something. It's a shmus, it's a darabonon, and it's a dvar mitzvah. It's a dvar mitzvah. Oy noichik, or there's a difficulty, even though it's not a dvar mitzvah, but there's a difficulty. We'll see exactly what this means. We are also meiko bein hashmosh. Keitza. What is the case of a dvar mitzvah? So he says something very interesting. Mulaloi bein hashmosh lalois bilon. A person is allowed to go up on a tree, bein hashmoshes. Now, lalos b'ilon is a shmus. Not allowed to go up on the tree. So he's a darabono. Oy lojut al pnei hamayim, or a person is allowed to swim, which is also be darabono. Lahavi lulev oy shayfa, to bring a lulev or a shayfa. Now, when I learned this halacha, I got very hot water. I'm still in the hot water, but let me explain to you what the problem is. First, I'd like to say over a very interesting maisa that is a psak from the Taz, and then we'll come to what we just learned now. There was a maitre, the Taz, the Simen, Tos Reish. This is Hilchos Reish Hashem. Brings down a shekel of a maitre. There was a maitre, there was a kehillah, that before Reish Hashanah, robbers came, and they robbed the whole city, Achman and Ritzlum, and they took away the shekel also. They didn't have a shekel. That was, like someone said, as I say, Kol Shona Sherosha Mitchilosa Mishasheres Besoifa. Every year that it's very poor in the beginning of the year, they were Makayim, this Kimloy Movan Amila, Mavish. They were Rav, they didn't have a Shem. Because they sent someone, Vaisheshana was sent Thursday and Friday. They sent someone to go to another Kiwa to bring them a Shaisa. Because Alainis happened, he was unable to come back. Thursday passed by without a shofar. Friday passed by without a shofar. So Erev Shabbos. So during the Kabbal Shabbos, this man, a little earlier, the Kabbal Shabbos, After the Kabbal Shabbos, this person comes back with the shofar. So now the Shaila was, what do you do? They were Mekabel Shabbos. The Kitzur, the Taz, Paskin, listen, there's a mitzvah, Ki, Shofar, it's still a Shoshana. They were Mekabel, it's not me boy again, it wasn't, it's still a Shoshana. So, Il blog site là, il blog site in the F se was a dai lo se che lo è anche ma io non ho che lo the one who knew how to forget he says clear like this if someone who was in the couple shabbos who knows how to blow it's come out but he didn't know how to blow so the one who knew how to blow is just the way he held the way he's coming but so the Taz says it was shaykh not to the hundred kailish the kaponim shad and the thing is kailish it blow my good and dog that's what you know but that's that Dr. Mishnah Bure, what will the halacha be? What will the halacha be if you were talking about Midbo'oi Yoy? What will the halacha be? He brings down a prima golden. Bein Hashmoshes already. Bein Hashmoshes Erev Shabbos. And he didn't blow Shaifa yet. Are you allowed to blow Shaifa Bein Hashmoshes? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Midrash that says, the whole thing is that Ki Yishayit in the Rabbanon, it's Bein HaShemoshes, you don't blow Shaykh. As I said, Mishnah Berurah, Klima Godim, and Matei Apnaim says this, I found an Elos Lamogin, and the Matei Apnaim brings down. No, he could blow your shayfa for Bein HaShemoshes. Fine. Okay. When I learned this halacha, I don't know what everyone did with this halacha. Here we are speaking about the Mechaber says, L'tzoyrech mitzvah, you're allowed to go up on a tree Bein HaShemoshes to get a shayfa. So what is it talking about? L'tzoyrech is talking about a shudana on a Friday. It's very much more than Shabbos. You didn't blow Shaifa yet. That's what he's talking about. What is he talking about? The first day can't be out of Shabbos. The first day only is Thursday.
So, seventh day.
The end of the second day, okay, was Friday. It was very much March. Okay, that's the case. Yeah. So here we're talking about, you're allowed to swim very much March to get a shaifa. Shaifa Shemaya. What is the thing with the shaifa? I don't understand how they learn chat. I really don't understand how they learn chat. We know Pascal, there's a Shita Sarir, the Shita Sarir, by Lulav also says the same thing. There's a Shita Sarir, the Rit Pascal, that there's a Mesmer Kavua, you blow Shaitan on Shabbos. So then, could be, that's a Shita Sarir, the Rit blew Shaitan on Shabbos. There's a Mesmer Kavua, they start Lulav Pascal like the Rit. What? No, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah that. Then when there's a Bezman Kavua, the Shailas, it's our Bezmas that didn't have a Bezman Kavua. And the one says, I said, when there's a Bezman Kavua, they weren't Geyser, Shemi Evreni, below Shaiva on Shabbos, and there is Lul Shaiva on Shabbos. But he didn't take a Lul on Shabbos, that's for sure. So Lul is not good with the Rif also. The only way I understood this Mechaber is speaking about the second day Yontif was the second day Rosh Hashanah, the second day Dos, and they didn't have a lulav, they didn't have a shaifa. And you're allowed to swim, and you're allowed to climb up a tree to get a shaifa and a lulav. What do you do with it? You just take it. I don't know. I was looking, I have the faintest idea how everyone learned shot. The Elul Lebogim bring that, others say you're allowed to blow shaifa, that's good. But the Mishpul himself, Fatkins and Tough Face, and you're not allowed to. So I don't know. I really don't know.
But the
Venice
mushrooms on the
Mahalo
area, it's 40 minutes.
Whenever the Venice mushrooms is irrelevant, the Shaila is, are you allowed to blow the Venice mushrooms? And Mr. Bula, Bachman, Lalo, and the second day, Yosef, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Shaila, blow the Shaila. That's the person to blow Shaila, Venice mushrooms. It's a scale, it's a cliche. He says, So like this, the halacha is between you and me, but I'm close. That means forget about Shabbos. If the Shoshone is in the middle of the week, and I didn't blow shofar, they press motions. I didn't blow shofar, but they have to lose. That means I am a mitzvah. Well, yeah, I won't make a ball. I'm blow shofar at Christmas. Christmas is 2 days.
If you go 7 day. So, what I'm is to go to the Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos. But it won't be the 7 day. It's going to be the Rana. So, it better not to blow it.
That's what they say. They are small things, you don't know.
So why is this?
Why is not that thing? We're talking about we're swimming to get a shaper. We're swimming to get, we bought a little thing. We're swimming to get a shaper. So what do you need a shofar for? I don't know what, and I couldn't find anyone to speak about it. Fine. The hay, okay, so this is, of a vein like Moses, you're allowed to swim the Torah mitzvah, you're allowed to climb the treeless Torah mitzvah. The hay, he'll speak about another mitzvah. The hay, Moses, may her Elam, a mighty Mikamalist, Elif Sheh also. Now let us see what this means. V'chein Moirid min Eila. Now, let's just explain what we're speaking about. The halacha is, let's give a few adidomis. The halacha is, you only make an Elif Tchumim. Elif Tchumim means that I want to go with this Muslim and Shabbos. I live over here, and from where I live to this mokim is more than the truth. So I can't go to this mokim and Shabbos of Torah mitzvah. I have Shabbos losses here. I can't go. So I make an Eilif Tchumim
over here.
That is in my tchum. So we consider that I live here, and if I live here, so from where I put down the Eidim, so this mocking is in my trumps and not allowed to go to this mocking. I live in Shabbos, I was kind of sweet here and allowed to go here. So you only make an Eid of Truman with Sezer Mitz. Fine. Okay. Now, there's a halacha of Eid of Truman that we consider since the Eid of is here, so it's considered like I live here. But this is only possible if I can eat the Erev where it is. But what if someone put down the Erev on top of a tree? You put it on top of a tree. So now the Erev is on top of the tree, so when it comes right before Shabbat, so that it's kind of shvi'ah, so I can't get to it. So I lost my Erev. So the din is, halachically, since an Erev Tchumim, you only make an Erev Tchumim L'Torah Mitzvah, so L'Torah Mitzvah, we will be master you to climb up the tree, to bring down the Erev from the top of the tree to where you want to be greatest reason. So you don't have to do anything. But halachically, since I'm permitted to climb up the tree, so it's considered that but I'm going to switch to here because I had no problems in getting to the Eidah because I'm committed to climb up the tree. That is what the Mechato said. The Chayim Moirid may ha'ilo, or he Moirid may ha'kamalist. Let's say the Eidah was put down in the Kamalist, and I want to be going to switch in the Rishu Sayochid. So I have to be capable of getting this Erev into the Rishus HaYochid. It's in the Kamalist. So since this is only a Shavuot de Rabbonim, and this is Bein HaShloshes, and this was Torah Mitzvah, So therefore, so these are mishalim that a yid is permitted. He was not a yid. A yid is allowed to climb the tree bein hashmoshes l'tzeres mitzvah in order to enable that is a tchumim should be able to function. He's allowed to carry from a kamalist or a shesayon bein hashmoshes in order to enable that is a should be able to function. Now let us see the Mishnah move. V'chein moiriv meye ilo. V'chol she tzoyrech mitzvah. This is considered a tzoyrech mitzvah. Av shen tzoyrech lezeh ata kol kach v'shabbat. I mean, I thought that so much of tzoyrech shabbat, amishum de mitchila ein ma'arvi, eilu v'chumim el l'dvar mitzvah. One is only permitted to make an Erev Tchumim with Bar Mitzvah. So if he made the Erev Tchumim, that means he wants to be by a Sheva Mocha Shabbat. If he will not be permitted to take down the Erev, well, if he adds Loi, Loi Yochele Ruvai, so the Erev won't be found. So the Hilkas Tzorech Mitzvah, so this is considered a tzoyrech mitzvah that I am permitted to take the eretz down from the tree to where I want to be kind of trees. So it continued the bein hashmoshes. I was capable of meeting the eretz. So it's considered that I was kind of trees too. That's case number one. Case number two. Are you mighty? May I count on it? What's a loyner? For who is covering Liknei Shvisa? He wanted to be Koine Shvisa B'Shus Arabi. He wanted to be Koine Shvisa B'Shus Arabi. Oy B'Shus Ayochid Asomach Eitel HaKamil. And the Erev is in the Kamil. V'Miloyia Rashoi Bein HaShemoshet. If he will not be permitted, Bein Hashmoshes, to whose man halos eret, lahoyti may hakamonis ladiyayet. If he will not be permitted, Bein Hashmoshes, to take it out of the kamonis, he wants to be kainish shvitz in the Rishus HaYogid or the Rishus HaRabim. If he will not be permitted to carry it out, he won't be, the eret won't be found. And one makes an Erev L'tzeres Mitzvah L'chein Shorit. So therefore the shmus of carrying from a Kamalist or a Shus HaYochid, the shmus of climbing an Elam, so this is Mutzel L'tzeres Mitzvah, and the Erev Tchumim was made L'tzeres Mitzvah, therefore I have this Erev. Now, we said we were matter ashvut l'tzoyrech mitzvah ol doichik. Doichik means even though it's not a mitzvah, but that's how we started off. The ashvut darabonon is mutter. You're allowed to do ashvut darabonon. Two cases: either the dvar mitzvah or doichik. Doichik means if I will not be able to do this, it will be very difficult for me. There's a doyer. So they were matter to do a shmus tarabonon bein hashmosh, even though it's not a tzoyrech mitzvah, there's a doyer. Now, what is the case of a doyer? The chay. So now we are explaining the second case of doyer. That means we are explaining the case. It is not a Torah mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. But I'm permitted to do the shvus because there's a doyer. The chayim im hoya torot the nechpas with dovo shohu mishum shvus. He had to do something. And till now he was unable to do it. And now it's bein hashmoshes. And this is very important. We'll see exactly the guidelines. But it's not a tzoyrech mitzvah. It's not a tzoyrech mitzvah, but there's a need for it. Mutter bein hashmoshes. It's motivating us, emotions to do our shul. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah exactly what we are speaking about. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Cotton nine. For the foolish, Moser, high oydoidik shekosim leh. We gave a heter to the oiver and a shvus. Melash Moshe's experience a doitik, there's a necessity, there's a need. Shalom. In all your told the nefas was he had to do this. He was unable to do it till now. The oz minastan nitzrach loy tzorech harbe. He needs this. Now, we are speaking with Avineinu with very vague terms. Now, we're going to speak later a little bit better. So, with Avraponim, we hear the guidelines. It's very important. V'ayim v'bir ha'drosh v'men reysa mechalet shemash v'minei shemash v'mater ha'namba v'nei shu'tozot v'nechbaz ha'inuk shuhu shas ha'tchak godov. It's the big shas ha'tchak. Na'idim zomosh. He goes. Sh'roitze la'are. He wants to make an Erev Tchumim. V'nei shu torot v'nechpat livroyach v'nei kusi. That means he has to get out of here. He's advising his person to get out in Shabbos. And he has to go chutz l'tchum. So in order to go chutz l'tchum, He made an Erev Tchumim. Now we will see, the case is very interesting. He made an Erev Tchumim, and the Erev Tchumim was again put on a tree, of all things. And the Erev Tchumim would not work. So we say, but since it's a Tzorech Gadol for him, that the Erev Tchumim should work, so he has a Hesa Ben Hashmoshes to take it off the tree. Tonight, Sharon Shalor of Neshu Torah, the Nefas, Limroyah, Mignay Kusu, Bozeh, Shove Inyan, Lidval Mitzvah. This is equivalent to a Tval Mitzvah. Pitivish Husbay Nashmoshe, the Hainu, Afilu Ksheirev, Munach Ali Ilon, Ibekavo. So again, they will matter this shmutz. Fine. Now, the next part, Ayin Mashikasanta Besimin Reisa Machalot the Mishnah Bruvim, Sivkotin Tezayin Vishen Mashal. Now, there's a Mashal. Now let us just look 1 second. There's a Sharatian, Sivkotnet. We said to the going said, Tzorech Godel, it's Mutter, and he gave him very much. In Mikomokin, now look at the Sharatian Sivkotnet, Mikomokin pushed it to Gamhun by the Lamashik to start to be Simon Ray Samachalum, Mr. Murray Sivkotnet, Zion, the Shame Rashal. The love goes who are shmuz dein ha-shmoshis b'mokin hefsid m'ubi. Number one, hefsid m'ubi. Now we know it's going to lose a lot of money. There will matter a shmuz b'mokin hefsid m'ubi. And we'll see, one of the shmuz which we're speaking about is Amir Alakum. She allowed to tell, so let's talk about a case. There's a hefsid m'ubi. And he'll tell a guy to do a malachah, then a shmoshah, who will be able to safety, you shouldn't have access movement. So that's what. The action of who has been the Muslim Sayyidah Kodu, it's also Muslim, Tanatoyas Mitzvahs, and Kamba Chloelim is Tika Singh of Nashal, and he's Mokim Epsin Mugabay, it says, God's way, God's way, and the Shemosh is our Shemosh. Now, the Mashal says something, a very interesting Mashal. What's called a Sayyidah Kodu? So the Mashal said, someone has Yosef and Shabbos, for a parent, and it's very nice mushes, and they forgot the things a yotzeit from. And by people, a yotzeit from is Shemesh Shemayim. The yotzeit of the spirits is usually a yotzeit from, who's committed to tell a goy, it's in a yotzeit from being a shmush. So this is the heter of the Mashal, that's called a treasure god. It's not called the Tzedek Shabbos. It's not called the Tzedek Mitzvah. It's called the Tzedek Gogol. Because people feel very bad. The altar is once a year, and that's... So that's called the Tzedek Gogol, and that is Mutter. Now let us just see further the Mechaber. Now we're just going to see further. Umitaze, Muda loima beina shmoshes, mainly Yehudi, Mahavik, Leiner, Bishabbos. Now, this lesson is a pachanoid. If you read the words literally, which means I'm allowed to tell a goy beina shmoshes, he should be Malikaner, Bishabbos. That's the show. Not allowed to tell a goy. I feel Thursday. That he should be Malik and Ner and Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We shouldn't learn the wrong pshat in the Mechaber. Ner v'Shabbos, Hay v'Shabbos, v'toloimam, sheyadlik peikif bein ha-shmoshes v'toy v'Shabbos. Avolim v'makshay sheyadlik ahakak, which is his now, but say the Shabbos. I believe the Makshish Yadik Achakak the Shabbos Kufet, which are also Abdul Mishim and Boyo, at the Talams, as of Shabbos is thinned in Shabbos, but who will learn the Shimon Shinzai in three days? Well, Dr. Kleg, Sude Mater Amachama, he's not telling us I'm allowed to be Malikatel. Sude, do I didn't name the Makshish and Yadik the Hedish and Yoshin Shom, he's going to sleep there. And this somehow is called a Tzedek Gadol. Now look in the Shalati. Kain mitzad is a prima golem, mishum dohu torut umitzayir vozeh. So the prima golem says to tell a goy to put on a light in the bedroom, to put on a nail to be mounted in the bedroom. So we had, this was called, that is, a tire, the toll of the mitzvah, the, well, Bellis needed, so now, she's not that I've been mainly toll of that, even she was standing with that be Sabbath. I mean, tire mitzvah, my shikrasabti be bir alochim. So now, let us look in the bir alochim. Now, this bir alochim is very unclear. The last bir alochim, Mutar ben Shmoshim, the lekam on Simen Tov says, "Bob, Steve, Alan, Bago, Luchas, the number should say the Shabbos." Av she'en sheloi bil Adam, even though I can live without it, but she tasted my einik choshev tzeirich mitzvah. This was called a tzeirich mitzvah. If this, I'll have more aid. That's what he says over here. In Simon Reish Samach Aleph, he didn't say so much. In Simon Reish Samach Aleph, when they're talking about Matthew Shusim Ben HaShmoshes, there it says as follows. It says, if you don't have, let's say, you weren't Matthew, Ein Ma'ashkan HaSalvadai, that would mean pebble. But if you don't have chalas to eat, you're allowed to be mice. You don't have chalas. You don't have. John Baptiste, we don't have pages what to about them. But it seems the conversation of Lady Chavez is not so precious. To be modest, two natives of the Canadian compares to stereotype one. So here we show them, also. A big E. Two natives. What? Two, he says two. Yeah, two is
a good support from the U.S. from the Mix.
Yeah, but
Dr. Bishop,
yeah, the thing you not doing. So he said that's called
business measure with the service. Extra service.
So we're not telling me the lacum. So this is the chiddush. The shmuzim, this is the only awesome that I've born of. So the shmuzim that they offered didn't have to be much worse. I'd just like to mention the Kunzlitz Aachen says, he says something a little bit more clear. Chol shu'tzoyrech gomor l'shabbat, something that's very important for Shabbat. L'shtavi b'lavorikim b'deichik tat. To live without it, but it'll be very difficult. Shori avoch yishayin l'shtoyrech gomor. The l'shtoyrech gomor avoch yishayin l'shtoyrech Shabbat shol. And the marshal he gives is very interesting. L'maishi allowed to make Eruvi Chateres Beina Shmoshus. Well, now what's Eruvi Chateres? I'll be able to carry. If you won't carry, that's called a Tzeres Goma. So the whole Shabbos of the imprisoned I can't take out of the house in the yard, that's called a Tzeres Goma. That's not called a Tzeres Goma. It's a Tzeres Goma, a Tzeres Shabbos. And that, he says, that's permissible. But it has to be a need for it. It'll be very difficult if you don't do it.